so that the enemy can't come and stop you. Deception works against everything. People who are deceived, they don't see what people see when they are informed in the Word of God. When you have true knowledge, you can see the lies for what they are. When you hear God's word, that doesn't mean you're going to believe it and receive it. You have to receive it on purpose. If you have a good and honest heart, only those who have a good and honest heart receive the word. And then you have to plant it down deep. You have to let the word of God take root in you. Say, this is what I'm going to do. These are the choices I'm going to make. These are the only choices I'm going to make, the biblical choices. I'm going to base all of my life on the word of God, and I will not go back to the wickedness of this world. The wickedness of this world is not an option anymore. I'm going to follow God, and I'm going to take him at his word. Now, you can see how to do it. You'll see the lies for what they are, and you'll see the word of God for the treasure that it really is. People, they can believe false opinions against God when they don't take time and study the word. And whatever you believe wrong, it can hinder you for a very long time, and it can thwart the advice you give. It will cause you to produce fruit after the type of the person who deceived you. Your success will be just like theirs if you believe deception and act on it. You won't discover the truth because you've already believed something in place of it. And you believed a tradition more than the true word of God. And when you read the word of God, you're trying to read that tradition into it or the deception into it. But see, the thing about reading scriptures, those are partial facts. It's an incomplete, picturesque view of the Word of God. But see, when you read chapters and books of the Bible, you're introduced to a greater perception and perspective. And then the Holy Spirit can say, hey, over here you believe this, but this is also true. Look into it a little deeper. And see, the things you believe for a long time that the Holy Spirit couldn't use, you're seeing it for what it is by the things he can use. And you begin to challenge what you were taught and destroy the deception that you once believed. I have to make adjustments all the time. Now, as a minister, I said, Lord, what if I'm wrong somewhere and I teach wrong? That was the first thing that when the Lord called me, I said, I don't know. I wasn't excited about being a preacher because if I'm going to do this, I want to do it right. And I didn't know whether I could do it right. So I said, Lord, I want to do that. You called me to the ministry, but I don't want to preach wrong. It takes so long to undo false doctrine because I've been through all that before at that time. I got saved in 83. I got called to the ministry in 87. So I had about 4 years to, you know, I learned, I was a student of the word. And then I said, you know, I can believe the wrong thing. And I knew it. So I wanted to do it right. So I asked the Lord to teach me how to preach properly. And I said, and my failsafe is this, and I'll close with this. What he put on my heart, I'll preach that, and I'll learn from it. And I'll seek out the scriptures. And I've been introduced to so many wonderful things by doing that. The Lord helped me win the battle against deception. You can too. It's important. Take the Lord at his word. Do all that he say do. Don't be in a hurry, and don't be so fast to project opinions. Do it as only give opinions when the Holy Spirit prompts you to. And when you're going to give advice to your children, even if you know what to say, ask the Lord to help you say it. Learn to be prompted by the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 3:5 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.